My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the Mets Spring Training Podcast. As the Mets jumped out to 3-0 and 5-1 leads in Florida today, but their pitching couldn't hold up, and they eventually dropped a 14-9 decision to the Cardinals down in Jupiter. Kevin Pillar led off for the Mets today, and he led the way as well with a triple, a double, and a walk in his three at-bats. J.D. Davis, Luis Guillorme, and Tomas Nido all had RBI singles in the first inning for the Mets. Davis and Guillorme each had a pair of hits, as did Drew Ferguson off the bench. And young Brett Beatty added a two-run double in a three-run Mets ninth inning. For the Cardinals, Jose Rondon homered, tripled, and drove in three runs. John Nogowski drilled a three-run homer. And former Met catcher Ali Sanchez, who was put on waivers by the Mets, picked up by the Cardinals, well, he added a two-run homer against his former team and a four-run St. Louis eighth. Mets starter Jared Eichhoff surrendered four runs in his two innings of work. Marcel Renteria gave up two home runs and four runs in the eighth inning. And Jacob Barnes lost the Mets lead for good when he was reached for three runs in the third inning. A lot of the bench players got starts today in the Mets' third spring training game. Jose Martinez was at first base. He's known more for his bat than his defense, for sure, and it'll be tough for Martinez to find at-bats at first with both Pete Alonso and Dom Smith there. That's going to push him to a corner outfield spot more than likely. So where exactly does Martinez see himself fitting in, infield or outfield?
I think right now, I can get a little confidence to play both right now just because I'm working really hard. I think I can actually defend myself a little more this year. And like I said, mentally, I'm there, really relaxed, and just trying to make some plays and just slow the game down, you know. In left field, I played the other day, and I felt pretty good. You know, I didn't get any balls, but, I mean, just got to be out there and just let the game come to you. You know, just trying to rush nothing and just make the routine plays.
Martinez is a possible bench piece along with Pillar, Guillorme, Jonathan Villar, Albert Almora, and others. Manager Luis Rojas is just glad to see them swinging the bats well, and they are swinging the bats well early on in spring training.
Pilar hit one off the wall, or I don't know if it went out, but he just kept going like that. A lot of good bats put together. They were hitting the ball hard. That just says a really good thing about the guys. Villar drove one, didn't carry as much as we thought it would, but you know, the guys are swinging the bat well. So yeah, we want to get as many at bats as we can for those guys in different positions. And it's really nice to see them swinging the bat this early in camp.
One guy who won't make the team but nonetheless is making an impression is third baseman Brett Beatty. He's a first-round pick in 2019. He was drafted 12th overall. Beatty had a great ninth inning at bat against a very tough pitcher. He doubled into the left center field gap to knock in a couple of runs. And Rojas says Beatty's bat has really stood out along with several other young prospects.
A lot more mature than I expected. I mean, almost similar to the other guys in camp. I met him in 19, right after we traffic came to City Field to meet the staff and to take BP. And he's definitely a lot stronger than that day when we met in person. He looks in great shape. I've been getting to know him defensively too. He looks good on both sides, and you know, high confidence and all that. You know, he brings a lot to the table and looks really good. And that, it's good to see him ride the ball against a, you know, Junior Fernandez is a really good pitcher. He's got a great arm.
Today's starter Jared Eichhoff didn't have his swing and miss slider. That led to some problems. Obviously, Eichhoff pitched against the Mets frequently while a member of the Phillies, and he's hoping to be a depth piece for the rotation. He's bouncing back from, well, several injuries that included numbness in his pitching hand. Thoracic outlet syndrome was ruled out, but it's been a circuitous route to get to the root of the problem.
I haven't had any sensations like that for over probably 2 years now, a little over 2 years. I had seen specialists with Cart with TOS, and went to specialists. Two different specialists or three different specialists, and all kind of said it wasn't TOS. You know, I had TOS type symptoms and all of that. I ended up having a carpal tunnel surgery, which is what we thought was the culprit. But it came back after that, which obviously, you know, was shown to be not the case, that specific injury. So, but yeah, it was just kind of one of those things where I got on some medication. I got on some more therapy, a lot of massage, which I never really had been into. And that's really, I think, what really did is that massage and make sure that my body, my neck area, and down my arm was in a good spot.
The Mets are really making a concerted effort to slow down the opponent's running game. The plan entails pitchers, catchers, and the infielders as well, all working in concert to have a level of awareness. And Rojas spoke about it at length today.
First of all, we're attacking the pitchers just to bury their times. Not necessarily we're asking them to be quicker to the plate, because I think that could be a drastic change. I mean, there's guys that can be a 1-6 if you expect them to be a 1-2 to the plate, which is above average. It could really disrupt, you know, their execution of pitches. And so we want to find the sweet spot where they can hold the ball and maybe be a little quicker to the plate than being, you know, as slow as they've been in the past. So we're demanding the pitchers to do that. We're demanding the pitchers to work on their moves to first base. We challenge them in camp to keep it under 1 second, which is above average. I think, you know, that can cause the effect on the runner of thinking back a little bit more than forward, a little more, you know, than probably moving, thinking forward like they've done in the past with us. I mean, they've taken a lot of bats in the last few years. So we want them to control the running game that way. And then with the catchers, McCann has been a leader that way. He's brought a lot of stuff, sign systems. He's taking charge. I mean, we're controlling the game from the dugout, but he's talked about having eyes out there and seeing body language from the runner too, that he can call something. So the awareness on all the catchers feeding off of what McCann is saying, I think all that is working to control the running game. Now, the infielders, middle infielders and corners, they got to be base experts as far as reading the runners too. So we have a bunch of pick plays in the book. I can't wait to see them in game. I want them to really put him, even though if we don't get the out, getting the out is the bonus, but make teams aware or to make teams know that we're aware of what the runners have done to us in the past and that they're there and they may potentially take an extra bag. I think, you know, all that I mentioned from catchers, pitchers, and infielders, we're looking at them to be engaged on it.
Finally, Rojas wanted to share some thoughts on his crosstown managerial counterpart, Aaron Boone of the Yankees, who's dealing with some heart problems at the moment, and Rojas wanted to reach out.
My respect for Aaron, first of all, and he's very welcoming to me when I came into my position, you know, fellow manager from the same city, and I have so much respect for him, and I'll find out more, you know, the details, but my prayer and thoughts are with him and his family right now. I want to, you know, just pray for the best with him. So I wanted to share that with everyone here, because I found out when I was in the game, just the word got spread around real quick.
Thursday, David Peterson will make the start for the Mets at home against the Nationals and former Cub and Red Sox pitcher John Lester, who signed with the Nats in the offseason. Some of the relievers we haven't seen will get their first appearances in. Jurys Familia, Dellin Betances, Trevor May, also Robert Gesellman, and probably Aaron Loop as well will all see some action after Peterson tomorrow. And that is it for the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow. We'll have another Mets Spring Training podcast. I'm Ed Coleman.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.